silver's highs in the past decades have been $50 and $50. We're trading at 32, 30, 32 area right now. So, well, copper's above the highs since 2011. Gold's above the highs since 2011, but silver's not. Well, you know, either silver's a dog or it's got a lot of catching up to do. And we technically argue that's what's underway. That the biggest move now on a percentage basis going forward, well, gold is the mama, it's leading the pack. Silver is going to have the greatest percentage upside.
How's it going, Michael?
Oh, fine, Andy. Good to be back.
Well, thanks for coming up on board here. I wanted to get you on this week because silver has just been running like a bat out of hell, if you would. You had a great call. I had you on about a month ago. I wanted to say silver was around $26. And since then, we've had an over 30% increase, it looks like, in the price here. So let's talk about silver first and then copper. Where are we at in your, what are your indicators telling you in your estimate? Where are we at now that
all of this running? I think we've begun to probably the most major move in the monetary metals they've ever seen. Okay. I think the events of the last, multiple decades have compiled. We have these continual, boom bust cycles in the money and we had in the stock market, in commodities, et cetera. But finally, I think we've reached a point where excess has gone beyond prior excess. I'm talking right now of the paper asset bubble. It was created between, the 2009 low in the stock market and current highs, which basically are marginally above where they were in 2022. And you can look at an M2 chart. You can look at a Fed funds chart. You can understand, no wonder we had a bubble, They exploded the money supply. They gave money away for free out of the last dozen years. 10 of those years, it was effectively free. So, you had a bubble. Okay. Well, the problem is when bubbles break, stock market and some related markets, it's very bloody. It's very painful. And not just to people that own stocks, but to everyday guys, and families. And remember 2008 and 2009, you didn't have to be an owner of the stock market to get creamed. Hurt really bad personally. Well, this time it's going to be worse. And no, the stock market hasn't broken down yet. We think it's topping. We think it's been topping since 2022. Only now is it marginally single-digit percents above that high. And we think when that goes, the whole crescendo begins in a more obvious way. But gold is a very smart market. And, it's the mama, okay? We got to look at gold before we consider silver and even copper. Now, you mentioned copper, though. It's very interesting. The Bloomberg Commodity Index has been going down since the war in Ukraine and Russia began. Basically, it peaked about a month after that war began. So the excuse that, commodities went up because the war is baloney. They started up in late 2020. Well, copper was part of that. Okay, it wasn't moving with gold. Copper wasn't moving with gold at that time, nor was the Bloomberg Commodity Index. In fact, gold had already peaked in the summer of 2020. Before commodities started their surge. Okay. They pull back since then, commodities did, so did copper, and nested for the last year or so, basically, after having the correction, they just sort of went sideways. Most commodities, grains, crude oil, copper, et cetera. And we had a breakout a month or so ago in the Bloomberg on long-term momentum metrics that said, okay, the next wave is beginning on the upside. And copper is definitely one of the leaders in that category. And I think this time around, commodities and copper will follow gold, which, as we know, is blasted into new highs as well. So is copper. Copper made a peak back in 2011 at 460, made a peak in 2022 at 502. And now we're up there, 530 or something. So, it's done just like gold, made a peak in 2011, a peak in 2020, and now it's zoomed past both those prior highs. Silver, meanwhile, yes, on a percentage basis, is gaining a lot more than gold has in the last few months. And we're just catching up finally. But when you look at its undervaluation to commodities and to gold, it's still very undervalued. Silver's highs in the past decades have been $50 and $50. We're trading at 32 area right now. So where copper's above the highs since 2011, gold's above the highs since 2011, but silver's not. Well, you know, either silver's a dog or it's got a lot of catching up to do. And we technically argue that's what's underway. That the biggest move now on a percentage basis going forward, while gold is the mama, it's leading the pack, silver is going to have the greatest percentage upside because it's undervalued and various other things. We measure, we don't just do that on a gut basis, by the way. MSA measures on a spread basis with momentum of the spread, especially silver versus gold, and also the gold miners versus gold, because they're also very undervalued as a stock asset category. So we think right now, for the next year especially, if you're only now getting into these markets, focus on silver and the gold miners and the silver miners.
You got it. Okay, so where does that leave us, if you would, in the past 30 days? Well, I don't, and this is hard, I get it. And you don't really particularly look at price. In the last 30 days, we've had a 30% run up in silver. Do you expect some kind of a pullback here, or are we going to keep on going parabolic?
No, we just had one a few weeks ago. Remember, we got up 2980, and next thing you know, you're in the 26s. Okay, it lasted about 3 days, and then you went sideways for a week, and it exploded again. Okay, the dynamics that people measure markets by, especially the gold market, the gold miners, and silver, is based on what they've experienced over the last 3.5 years. Remember when gold got up to, in the summer of 2020, they all made peaks. Okay, silver was 30, gold miners, GADX was 45, and gold was 2070. Okay, then we went into this 3-year boring range for gold. The maximum high to low was 20%. Most of it was about 15%. And silver and the miners staircase downward. While gold went sideways. But everybody who's measuring the technicals now, you know, like RSI or MACD or whatever they're looking at, or Bollinger Bands, they're using the last 3 years of technical reality as their norm. And it's time for them to throw those out the window, because the norm has been broken. We're creating new dynamics, new parameters. Your notion of overbought that was prevalent for the last 3 years, throw it out the window, okay?
Okay.
We think we're about to enter a phase where the lid's coming off, and not just in price, but in technical measurements.
Got it. Okay, so lid's coming off then, and what's going to be the new norm? I guess we're going to see some much larger jumps are going to be the normal.
Yep. I think what we're about to see here, copper's part of this too right now. I've just sent out a report on that yesterday.
Yep.
Looking at long-term price, but also long-term momentum. And it's now entering a point on momentum and price where it's saying, hey, you know, I'm about to accelerate. Whereas this slovenly sort of upward biased action of the last 10, 12 years in copper and in gold, remember, we're 1900 plus back in 2011. So, you know, it's not like we've really exceeded that by a lot. The angle of ascent is being accelerated above. It's evident on price, and it's also evident on momentum, which validates price, or pre-validated it actually, which tells us that you're about to go vertical. And by vertical, I mean dimensions that people aren't used to. You know, like silver's recently had $1.50 days, you know, within a couple hours. It's a new dynamic. Okay. But its upside, gold is right now approaching the 2,500 level. Now, you know, I think there's some major brokerage firms that came out with a target, you know, like 6 months ago. Gold will go to 2,500. Okay, so you can bet there's a whole bunch of people think, oh, look, place to take profits. Okay. We've done some work, intense work, using some long-term metrics. Now, gold recently got above 2,450. Okay, we're like 2,430 right now as we speak. It's just sitting here congesting for the last few days. You get this beast, the gold market. Now, it's the mama, so we got to watch it, even though it's not the best place to be. Silver will be. But there's some numbers we've got in the upper, starting from the lower 2,500, like 25, 28 to give you one number. I won't give them all to you because we tell our subscribers the specific numbers. But let's put it this way, about 3 to 5% above the highs we've just made. And you need to sit back, smack yourself in the face and say, don't take profits. Everybody's eager to take profits. That's all I'm hearing is take your profits. As soon as you take them, you miss it, okay? You get up into that zone and you can see gold move hundreds of dollars rapidly. And you can see silver move. I'm not going to predict where it's going to go, but in relation to gold, it's going to beat it on a percentage basis. And it wouldn't shock me that silver's back at its old highs, the 50 buck level. Again, you know, gold's at all-time highs. Copper's at all-time highs. In fact, new highs. Why shouldn't silver be? Well, the spread argues that's where we're headed. We're headed back to blast out the all-time highs. The acceleration phase is about to begin. And if you get up into that zone on gold that I roughly defined, it's saying, watch out, put your seatbelt on, don't even think about taking profits. I'm gonna go up vertically and dramatically. Now, I suspect that's going to be associated with some other events in some other markets or soon be followed. Let me put it that way. Gold is a leader. It doesn't follow markets. People don't understand that. They think, oh, it's data sensitive. No, it's not. It anticipates macro events. It's been around 3,000 years, after all. It's not, you know, with the Fed's been around 100. Okay, so, okay, which has maturity? Anyway, I think we're nearing that point. Copper's also nearing, in fact, is engaging certain of these levels. And I think that there's enough evidence here that we're about to go vertical, particularly in the monetary metals and in copper as well.
Got it. Okay. And the next question is you still see a lot of value in the miners. The miners have come up, but they haven't moved like the metals, if you would.
They have. If you measure from the February low, which was a pullback low in gold, the miners, and silver, the miners have gone up a lot more than gold on a percentage basis.
Okay.
And when you look back and look at the 2020 price highs, like X, for example, was $45. We're right now trading either side of 37. You said, well, gee, what a dog. Well, actually, on a percent basis the last few months, it's vastly beat gold.
Okay.
Spread charts show it's broken out of this downward performance pattern that's prevailed.
I see.
So, yeah, it's a lot lower than it was in 2020. And silver marginally above the 2020 highs. You know, it was 30 bucks or 32. But the phase of acceleration of those market categories relative to gold is about to go zoom. Okay.
Got it.
So don't just look at where GDX was 3 years ago. Look at where it was at the February low compared to now. It's really, really gaining ground rapidly.
Okay. So then that really begs the question. Then it's just gaining momentum for the next launch then.
That's what we're arguing is. Forget the dynamics of the last 3 years. They were unusually dormant. In fact, if you get a logarithmic chart, the ratio scaled chart of silver, for example, punch it up on your screen if you can do it, you know, go back 50 years and punch up a monthly bar chart and put it on a ratio scale and just circle the last, since 2020 through the recent action, and we're now above that. And you'll see one of the narrowest periods on a ratio basis for the price of silver in that 50-year period. There have been a couple others very narrow like that, but it's abnormal. So the last 3 years are not only they're delusional to some extent in terms of the volatility that is embedded in this market. And once it breaks loose from that, it goes back to its, you know, prior, you know, we've seen silver, like in 1979, silver went from 20 to 50 in a matter of a year.
Right.
Okay. Huge percent gain. So, you know, and I'm expecting something far more dramatic than that. But anyway, we're coming out of the sleep mold and we're going to take off. So
got it. And that's why we should throw out the last 3 years is just because it is so unusual then.
Yep. Those were abnormal norms. Okay.
Yeah. Got it. All right, Michael, really, that's all I have. I wanted to, congratulate you on another great call. And then, just really your comments, which you addressed, just your comments on where we're at right now. And it seems like there's don't sell too early. That's what you're saying. There's still significant upside.
Quit thinking about repeatedly wanting to take profits. Yes, that seemed to work over the last 3 years, right? Tell me good right. rally, sell it, take a profit, it drops back. Don't be teased by that reality.
Right. Got it. Okay. Michael, if somebody wants, and I may, just so you know, all the listeners know, and by the way, your pieces are, we get between 20 and 30,000 views here. So if somebody wants to know more about you or to be a subscriber to your work, and I would highly advocate to everybody, because I'm a subscriber to your work, where would they go?
WOliverMSA, MSA for Momentum Structural Analysis. You'll see our site explains our unique methodology, and you can request samples and so forth. And anyway, yeah.
Excellent. I'm a huge fan and I'm a subscriber. I'll put all of this in the show notes below this video.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Michael.